Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Good evening, everybody out there. This is your host, Jim Ferguson. Got the rest of my co-host out there. I got Judy. How you doing, Judy?
Howdy.
All right.
Great.
All right.
I'm alive
as
well.
How's everyone?
All right. And Greg, how you doing out there, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic as always. How you doing, Jim?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing good today. I definitely want to say that I appreciate you and Judy working on me before we actually came on air. I was, I had a nervous stomach today. I had a lot of things going on today. Stomach a little nervous today. And I feel a lot better. I feel, I'm sitting back in the chair, so I feel pretty good. I really do. I appreciate it. And, I appreciate you guys working on me. I really do. I appreciate
it. Not a problem.
Perfect. Man, this is perfect. I'm going to, enjoy this day and enjoy this time with everybody listening out there. And, I've got something that I want to read that I actually wrote. I want to do that today. This is, a series of shows that we're doing about the economics of the soul. And it is a warm, refreshing subject. It's a subject that is close to all of our hearts, close to all of our paths. And what I wanted to say was, when we talk on this radio program, we are not asking you, the listeners, or neither are we trying to convince you that a metaphysical approach is right. We are merely saying that the sciences, that this science may offer you some additional benefits or insights into life itself. Life has taught me to constantly keep a very open mind. And I think and I believe in my heart that I do very well with that. And to trust the body's inner intelligence. Because the intelligence of the body is directly connected to the universe and all of its divine energy and knowledge. Economics of the soul, in my opinion, is one of the most important aspects in obtaining the soul's purpose, knowing what the soul's purpose is, feeling the soul's purpose, which, in my experience, is the least understood and is rarely sought after by most individuals. Let's look at Webster's definition of economics. And that definition, as stated in Webster's, the collegiate edition, economics relating to or based on the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. And let's look at the word economical. And that definition is marked by careful, efficient, and prudent use of resources operating with little waste or at a saving. Now, we can see by Webster's definition that when we say the phrase economics of the soul, that this statement should be held at our most highest position. When we are working at the soul's level, we have the ability to see answers for every question, learning curves for every challenge, and an overall deeper meaning for our experiences. At that level, we know who we are and what we are, and instinctively remember we are infinite in all aspects, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-forgiving. We are warriors by nature, fearless, dedicated, And also, we're here to gather all knowledge on our quest in becoming godlike. And I sat journaling that a few days ago, and I wanted to get into some definitions. I wanted to get into some metaphysical descriptions and get into a scientific approach to our lives and to the subject of the economics of the soul. And in looking back at what I have done with projects, with businesses, I've just taken on a new business, and I'm actually, after this show, I will be in contact with somebody from L.A., and I'll kind of give you a little description of what we're going to be doing. We want to produce music for internet radio programs, internet radio shows. You know, there's a lot of shows, they don't have music, they don't have anything custom, and a lot of times the stations aren't doing this because they're busy running stations. So, a little nervous about getting it going. The person that I'm going to go in business with actually does not want to indulge himself in the marketing strategy. He just wants to actually produce the music, and I can understand that. He's got a lot of things on his table right now, and it's almost the feeling of, you know, you want to get something new, and you know we're still, you know, working on other projects, and it's a feeling of I'm ready to dive in, but I'm just a little bit apprehensive. But I'm feeling good because I know the outcome, and it's almost, and what I'm saying is we forget that feeling of getting out the box. And if we're not careful, we'll stay within certain boundaries, and that's not in likeness with our soul. So, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I remember back when I was doing some concert promotions, something I wanted to do. I wanted to get my foot wet as far as in the entertainment side. I learned so much. I really did. And also, you know, going back to when I first opened up my automotive repair shop, and that story, actually when I was supposed to move to Atlanta, Georgia, and start working for a Nally Chevrolet, I believe that's what it's called, and they came up and recruited me from a technical school called Ohio Diesel Tech. I was the top three in my class, you know, young, and I'm looking at, ooh, man, I'm going to go down to Atlanta, and I started looking at what they were offering me, looking at, you know, what I would be doing and under what instruction and where and, you know, all of that. And I just was never for a person or a company telling me that I'm only going to make this amount of money for the first 6 months under probation. After a year, this is going to be your pay. And then having that type of, you know, finite labeling or finite borderline placed on me. So, long story short, I declined the job, and I actually opened up my shop in East Cleveland, Ohio, and it was the most exhilarating feel because I got up every morning and I didn't know what to expect, and it was wonderful. It was I met actually through working at the park store that we had and opened up my own shop. I actually, Ken, I met you. I met Keith, your twin brother. I was able to meet you guys. And I was able to meet a load of people that I learned so much from. But back to that, it was just a feeling of, you know what? I've got the steering wheel in my hands. I'm the captain of my vessel. And the rest is up to me. And understanding that, you know, you're going to make mistakes. It's you know, I had a father there that was ran a business for 20 something years that really helped me out, but he also, and I have to give him so much credit and love, he let me experience some things also for myself. You know, he let me experience the feeling of being burnt out working 17 and 18 hours. He let me experience not detailing down what my specialty was, where I touched so many parts of an automobile. People just have no idea that, you know, you can have a engine guy work on engines, but he's not very good with electrical diagnostic work, or an electrical diagnostic or a performance diagnostic technician not be good at all with transmissions. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things. So once I found what really motivated me and what I had fun with, I worked with it. So within that, you know, I found my economics in doing that. And it was just a wonderful experience. It just really was. And I'm looking forward to, and at times, you know, I get nervous about the radio and I get nervous about other, you know, other business potential things out there to do. But I don't let that hold me back. I don't let not being comfortable zone get to me. It's like once you dive in past that and then say, man, this is a wonderful feeling. So, you know, those are the things that I can look back in my life and say that I truly love. And at the same time, when we're under a little challenge like that, or huge challenges, that's when we come out to be the best. That's when we come out and we do things that we didn't think we had in us. I'm looking forward to it with this, you know, with the radio. I'm looking forward with it with all other business ventures, all other marketing ventures. One of you guys was joking around. Who was joking around with me? Greg, you was. You was joking around with me before we came on air earlier in the week about you seeing the characters of us on mugs. And different things like that. And, you know, we're gonna do those things. And, you know, but at the same time, you know what I mean? It's a refreshing feeling to be uncomfortable. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. And I know I have a lot of things on my plate and I don't mind. And I think the challenge is getting them off the plate, cleaning the plate, and being successful with what's on your plate. And that's what I want to relate, you know.
Let me add to that, Jim, because basically what it all comes about is exactly what we were talking about last week. And unless you've been living in a cave, it's no secret that the world economy is in turmoil. But worse than that, billions of people have fallen into the trap of a crisis mindset.
Right.
They are now literally trapped and paralyzed mentally because they've forgotten where the real power and control center is. It's in all of us. And that's exactly what you're doing. You have the power so you can start the different businesses. This is a time for being an entrepreneur. Come up with new ideas and be in a service industry for people and having a good product and creating something that you put your heart and soul into and people will see that. And it's just reiterating back what we were talking about last week. So.
Exactly.
The
power is within us.
Yeah, if you do what you love, money's going to follow.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing that with clients. They've been losing jobs, and they're turning and doing things they love, and opportunities are opening up to them. New opportunities.
Perfect.
Money always follows love.
Perfect.
So if you do what you love, like you with the auto thing, you really love that. When you and I were talking about that earlier in the week, you love it, you know?
Exactly.
And money's going to follow you in that. Money's going to follow you in that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to love working on 57 Chevy. I mean, and I worked on cars too, and you didn't know this though, but I was also a C-Car jet engine mechanic for 13 years, so I'm a jet engine mechanic.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you and I can relate to a lot of stuff.
I didn't know that, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That was so funny I was in air conditioning class, and the question was raised, and I'm sorry, but I think everybody might want to hear this, was the fact of the question was raised, and the instructor asked, does anybody know how the plane is cooled and there's no air conditioning unit on a jet aircraft? And we're sitting there, we was in GM air conditioning class last summer, and he told us how it was actually cool. And he said, if you notice that if the engines aren't up and going, you get no cooling. But when the engines are up and going, now I'll be honest with you, it slips me technically exactly what he said. But if I'm not mistaken, it's either due to the intake air or the fact of pressure drop or some kind. You know what, it's just slipping me exactly what he was saying. But I will get that answer because he's one of my instructors that I really, really truly love is classic. But it was just questions like that. But that's a, me and you, you know, we're gonna be talking, because there's definitely some questions, Greg, I definitely want to ask you, especially when it comes down to jets. That was a love that I've always had with flight. Always had it. And I think also the fact of that the new businesses, that's so funny we talk about that. Last week, I got a haircut at this barber that normally, you know, I go to all the time, been going through for a couple of years. Well, this week, I'm driving down the street, and lo and behold, there's a state liquor store that just opened. Now, how long it's been open, I have no idea.
Radio.
And it was so refreshing to see a new business sign, you know, things opening up. So beautiful for that. It really was. Definitely was to see that. That people are willing, and I'm looking forward to making sure that things are open and going for us too. So definitely that. Definitely that. All right, listen, hold that thought.
I think it's time for a break.
All right, time for a break. We'll be right back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for hanging in there with us. All right. Now, Judy, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, darling. Now, looking at, and this kind of going on what Greg was saying about, you know, the fact of new businesses needing to be opened up, I'm noticing a lot of purpose distractions, you know, like placed in our way. As we're going on, and I'm hopefully I'm getting that definition, you know, just kind of what's hit me right in the front. You know, how you just, you know, you have those little curves and those little grooves and those bends and those type of things. What would you say? And we go back to the scenario, somebody opened up a business and they're just trying to get some things together. Of course, there's some, you know, mindset, of course, that you have to have.
Right.
But attacking those things with a proper or higher vibrating energy, a higher vibrating energy, I would believe in my heart would be the best way to attack the challenges. Once a person has set some things in motion, because I know, you know, a lot of people, and including myself, and I'm sure anybody out there that has opened up businesses themselves, you know, you've got some fears of unknowing. But at the same time, I've seen where higher spiritual awareness gives you that sense of
freedom,
security, so to say. You know what I mean?
Well,
but you know,
yes,
you know
freedom.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's the word. Thank you.
It's a sense of freedom.
A higher sense of freedom by your decision.
If you know you're on the right road doing what you love to do, doors literally open for you. Doors literally open for you. Like this past week, I was asked to go on a cruise liner in December and talk about this stuff.
Okay.
Just because I love doing it, because this radio show's come up and I'm loving it so much, my energy drew in that proposal. This is from a lady from Washington, D.C. So all kinds of things. You do what you love, and the energy flows to you. And it will bring you door. It will open doors you can't even possibly imagine. Like you with the car stuff, you know?
Right.
All kinds of
things. You're right. I've seen it. And it continually happens. I mean,
right.
You know, whatever you need, whatever you want to do. I mean, and you're right.
Right.
I've seen it work. It's working now. And sometimes with me, I just basically have to.
Trust. You got to trust it, Jim. Trust it.
Exactly.
Like the first car I ever bought, I had no money. Yeah. I bought that car with 6 dozen eggs because all I had was a bunch of chickens. Okay? No kidding. I'm not kidding.
No,
I love that car. You would not believe. It was an old 57 Chevrolet. Okay?
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, all I had to do was want that car, and when that lady said she had a car for sale, I said, all I have is a bunch of chickens. And she says, give me 6 dozen eggs. And I got my first car. All I wanted was the car.
But you gotta remember one thing. Whatever you think about on a consistent basis, good or bad, must become your reality. Change your thinking, change your reality.
Right.
What you focus on grows. If you focus on fear, that's what the country's doing right now by watching the news. I never watch the news.
Right.
Because as long as you focus on fear, it's going to get worse and 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 worse.
Exactly.
Instead of focusing on opportunity.
You know what, too? I told my father today, he said some things yesterday and today, and I basically told him, and that's on that same point. I said, how would you feel? We're at the parts store, and somebody calls you up, a good customer, a wonderful customer, and they say, Jim, I want a starter. You know, okay, I got the starter. Mm-hmm. They call you back a half an hour, and they tell you, Jim, I don't want the starter. You said, okay, no problem. They call you back the next hour, Jim, I want it. Next day, they haven't picked it up, they call you back and say, Jim, I don't want it. Now, that push and pull, that's what happens when we don't get our consciousness set right. We don't watch exactly what we say and what we do. If we look at the universe as an ordering system, then we place our order, we place it with diligence and faith, and we place it with a desire that, you know, and an understanding consciously and subconsciously that this is what I want. Because if your conscious state don't believe it, then that's why you don't get it. But the minute that
that's
you know,
true.
You know what I mean? And then I've seen that. And then, you know, I'm very cautious of my language when I'm meditating or when I'm placing my desires. And not only that, I mean, I'm even sometimes I get so critical. I watch really when I'm joking. You know, because when
well,
you drop down all
that's
the time.
Hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Even when I'm joking, there's certain things that I won't say, even on a joking standpoint, because I don't want anything to block my flow. And now what I'm doing is I'm feeling that I'm moving away from people that they cringe my stomach. My stomach is tightening up, my inners are tightening up, my lungs tight. I mean, all kind of stuff. I'm just, ooh, man, I don't want to be around it. And, you know, I'm not taking a punk approach. It's just that, you know what, I don't want that around me because I'm feeling at certain times, and Greg, you've helped me with this, man. You have helped me with this months and months ago where, I'm feeling drained. I got to run. I mean, literally, you know, I mean, we've said, you know, you helped me right out in the parking lot of a vitamin shop on a main street. And you was like, if you told me, Jim, you ain't scared about people looking at you like you're nuts, then go ahead and do what I'm going to tell you. And when you get desperate like that and you know, and listen, I got something on me that I got to get off of me. I got something that I need to shift. I got something that I need to remove and
what
let
are you worried about?
Mother Earth take. Exactly. You know?
What are you worried about?
You know what? Failure. Because I've succeeded in everything. And don't ask me why. It's just something, whether it's a reincarnation memory, I don't know, but it's just that part of me is, I would probably have to say failure. You know, because I never, my sports career.
That's not in this lifetime. I can tell you that, Jim. It's not in this lifetime, honey.
Right.
You came in with that one. You brought that one in with you. But that you can get rid of that.
Yes.
But again, you got to get rid of that, because remember what I just said, whatever you think about on a consistent basis, good or bad, must become your reality. So you got to change your thinking and change your reality.
Exactly. And I mean, and I think everybody listening can, you know, I mean, these, and this is why we talk about it, because, I mean, of course, we're real people, and we do real things, and we've seen real things, and we're experiencing real things. So when I bring myself involved and I put myself right on front street for people to listen to, it's because I want the next person to learn, just like I'm learning. I'm growing, and I'm learning, and I'm, you know, experiencing. And, you know, I mean, it's like asking a fighter pilot, man, are you scared anytime being in the air? And I think there's not one that will tell you that he's not scared. There's got to be stunt riders, drag racers, motorcycle riders. I don't care what it is. But see, with me, I'm able to direct the fear even when I have it to a certain extent. And really, it's not long lingering with me. It's just like, man, it's like one of these, you know, just scenarios where I say, man, I'm about to invest $10,000 in this. I really need this to work. You know, even right there now, I can say that I don't say it that way. You know what I mean? I'm like, if I invest this, and when I do, man, this is going to blow up. I make sure that I'm speaking that way. But, you know, of course, we have seasons where we're thinking about the thing. You know what I mean? And that's just a 360-degree part of us. You know, it's like saying to a person, you know, I've never felt hatred before. That would be ridiculous. Of course I have. You know what I mean? There's some people that I want to put it to them. That's just the bottom line.
Hey, you fool me.
But Jim,
no, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
For fear, you know, for myself, and I know that we like, I was thinking about something today, and I feel like I'm at an awakening point right now that we all will be aroused to another level. When we get past this, when we look up, our future will be way bright. And I have a lot of things on my plate too, and a lot of bad things that's not good for me right now. And I, you know, it takes a lot to really get motivated and push myself to get there every day. And if it wasn't for you, I mean,
cause we talk
a lot
every
of days
day.
I wouldn't get,
yeah.
I wouldn't be
yeah.
here.
I mean, you
push me, and I really never really.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, and you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. We talk from, you know, whether or not we're in a bookstore together, whether or not we're researching for things, whether or not we're just communicating or feeling one another from a distance. That's something very vital, because as surely as I'm talking to you, and as surely as I'm giving you some insight or pushing you, I'm pushing myself too. And that's
you're
one thing that
yourself,
I can say.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I can say. And just like when we were talking about calling people up that owe bills for your landscaping, and you have a new product that you're coming out with, a new idea and a new business. I'm looking at it right in front of me now. That you said a month or 2 months ago that you were going to create, and you got it. I'm looking at the stickers. I'm looking at the advertisement. You got it up and running, Ken. So I know you've been moving. I know you've been doing. But just like when I, you know, talking to you and everybody out here listening, when I said that, man, get up and get moving, I got up and got moving too. Because I know, you know, movement is what we need. We need movement. We need movement with proper direction. Not good or bad direction, just proper higher vibrating direction, higher vibrating intent. And I think that is what's going to get the country, that's what's going to get this non-bipartisanship and the rest of this stuff that we want to touch a little bit in the politics. But I also see, as far as what I'm listening to, I also see a purpose within the infrastructure to keep things separate. You know, and you can sense that. Where other people...
We have to have, like I said before, we have to have our own awakening. We have to realize where we fit and where we're going to go. And like I say, our future will definitely be bright.
It'll be bright. It'll be the truth for it to be.
And people out there, if you don't listen to that stuff and you dig down deep in what you really want to arouse and make it come up, it will definitely
go there. That's exactly right.
It will come up for you, yeah.
Exactly. But see, you know what the thing
anything unlike your success will come up for you to let it go, so don't feel bad if blocks come up in your way, because those are things you have hidden in your subconscious mind that you got to get out of the way.
Exactly.
So if negative things are happening to you, it's because they're ready to come up and come out and be released.
Yeah.
Don't ever worry about that. The subconscious mind has the most fantastic cleaning system you ever saw in your life.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I mentioned something last week that happened to me, and I told you I asked for it, but I didn't really think it was going to come like that. But now that it is, I have to deal with it, and
I
had to run with it. Yeah. I mean, it was
an eye-opener, wasn't it? I know it was. It was an eye-opener, but the one thing about it, the universe does nothing on a small scale. When you ask for something, richness, or when you ask for the other lower vibration, it brings the hammer. It drops that hammer like Thor. It doesn't play. You know what I mean? It don't bring a little tidal wave. It brings a tidal wave. And then you gotta be ready for it. So I think, you know, being conscious about what we're asking, and I also seen, and we talk about it on this radio show, is that when you have these challenges that are up and facing
you all night,
we want to look at where they're coming from.
And
we're going to take a break. We're going to hold that thought. Judy, I got a question to ask you when we come back.
Radio.
You got it, boyfriend.
All right, baby. Thank you.
A hustler spirit. Bye-bye. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome back. This is A Hustler Spirit, and our subject matter of today has been the economics of the soul. And what we're discussing at this part of the show is identifying the blocks when you're starting up new businesses, you're starting up new hustles, you're starting up, you know, new companies, when you're starting this stuff up. Relationships too. That's right. And at the same time, where are these things coming from? Meaning, identifying law behind those things, because there's no happening. There's no effects. There's none of that stuff coming. We have to learn how to get ourselves ready to identify by law what's going on, and identify our mindsets and being able to look at things in a multiple dimension way. And lock in. I don't care if, you know, whatever the situation is. We want to be able to identify it. In a scenario, for anybody to jump in, and basically, new business coming up, everything's working fine, things might be a little bit hazy on some ends. The person opening up this company is definitely seeing things drop within their lap. Greg, what would your insight be on, let's say, a mishap? And I like to use the word challenge, because I've always said that a person that say problem, it means that you just haven't accepted what happened. And I just want to say, these challenges that come your way, and I can say how I've done with myself, is just center myself and look for the law behind it. Greg, if you have anything to put with that, if not, Judy, you can too.
Okay.
So, basically, Go ahead, Judy.
I'm here.
I was just going to say you have to, if you stay in the heart, and if you don't let it get to you, we were talking about this, Judy, if you don't react, you don't let it bother you, but you're able to function and learn the lessons from it without, if you don't get angry and all that, you're able to stay within the heart of love, then, and you're able to learn the lesson, it'll move on a lot faster.
So let me ask you a question. So basically, and guess what? When you said that, it's something. You're detaching yourself from the outcome, trusting that whatever this is going to pass, trusting that you will identify it by law, and that you will vibrate higher than that, you wash it right away and keep going. And that's
exactly
the sense of freedom.
Let it flow through you like water through a sieve, and you'll be okay.
Got you. Okay.
So you're looking from an observer's point of view. You're
right.
Almost like you're above it, looking down at it as it happens. So you're not actually, it's not happening to you in a sense, if you understand that perception.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly. That's part of the detachment.
Yeah.
And if you look at it from a higher point of view, too, you can really see what's going on. Then you can make wiser decisions. As long as you don't judge anything that's going on. If you start judging it, you sink down into the mud. Don't judge a thing that's going on.
Perfect.
Just know that everything and everybody's doing the best they know how with the limited thinking capacity they've got.
Exactly.
And if you rise above it, you'll come up with a much higher solution.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Gotcha.
Right.
That right there, I think people listening can apply that for relationships.
And it can apply to everything.
Everything. Okay. That's a recipe we can't lose with that.
It's almost like spread love then, huh?
You got it. Can you do it, y'all? You got it. Spread the love, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. You gotta surround yourself with positive people. You gotta surround yourself with influential people that are entrepreneurs. You can't say, I'm gonna be a millionaire and hang around a person that constantly knocks you down every day and you're not gonna accomplish nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You have to be around the people that are making that money and are have that insight to create things and that surround you with positiveness, not negativeness. So if you're in a situation that you're constantly in every day in and day out, and you're constantly being knocked down, you're not going to move anywhere. You have to release that person with love, and that's where that scary part is taking that first leap of faith. And that's the same thing like you saying, starting a new job and starting your own auto mechanic shop. That leap of faith and that area of unknown, that's part of the excitement.
Yes, it is.
But as long as love is present, though, you're going to succeed.
Exactly.
Every time, as long as love is present, you will succeed. And let go of those things that are biting you, because they'll only drag you down. You can't pull anything up with you.
Right.
Because it is where it is. And don't try to drag a 10-pound bag of rocks with you. Let it go. Cut it loose.
Right.
I was going to say the Native Americans say it best. If it doesn't bear corn, cut it down and put it behind you.
Yeah.
Otherwise than that, it will poison. It'll poison your trail. It'll poison everything about you.
Exactly. And I guess
you cannot change another.
Go ahead. And I'll hold
it up. No, like exactly what you were saying, when you have something that's negative, even when you are like you're doubting yourself or whatever, like Louise Hay, she has positive affirmations and she says, looking in the mirror and giving her, I love you. And if she says you have the feeling of looking back saying, are you for real? You just say, thank you for sharing. And then you take that and you acknowledge it, but then you let it go. You don't take it to heart.
Right.
And that's the same thing with your doubt of yourself or whatever little, stomach issues, where you were not sure of yourself with the new thing that's coming up with the radio mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. Take it, acknowledge it, and let it go, because you know it is going to succeed. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Well, you know that. Right. You know what? It's almost like I know Napoleon Hill that made a statement. He was like, "Wouldn't you think, as much as I have taught, teach, lectured, that I would follow my own words, but yet when he needed to come up with the title of a book, he didn't grab it and tell Universe what he wanted. He wanted to do it himself, and he said, I'm not sure about the number, 200, 300 titles, and none of them hit it until he got with his subconscious mind. He got emotion back with his subconscious mind that he then came up with the title in the middle of the night. And he was like, you know, that's part of the human experience, that even though we know the path that we should do, we know the scientific route that we should do, we still, once again, testing some boundaries too, we still take the long road. We still take the high road sometimes, or the low road, instead of the smooth road. And it's like, you know, even with the business for music and the business, because it's new to me, and because I guess that the structure of the company that I'm going to make is that I really don't know a lot about how the music's made. See, it's different from me saying, you know what, I'm about to jump in and I'm going to start building race motors. Well, it's going to take me some class time experimenting, build my own car, produce the car, race the car, win the car, whip the car, and then I'm ready to go, because I've built a mystique around what I do. But because I'm the kind of person that, you know what, no, I don't know a lot about the production of music, but I know somebody that does know, let's go with it. Because if you don't want to handle the financial end nor the marketing end, I will. And I'm fine with it. So the nervousness, and it's just talking to you guys now, I'm able to now spot where I'm nervous at. I'm nervous because I don't know how the music's produced. I don't care, so to say, because it's not going to stop me. Because I know a person, if I need a person other than the guy that I'm going to business with, they'll come along too. And I'm fine with that. But it's just that, you know what I mean? It's that little tweaking to say, whoa, man, you ready to get into something? You don't even know how to make the first song. But that's cool. I hear what he has made, and I'm happy with it. I trust that he will do it, and I trust that he will get it done, and that I'm happy with it. But, you know, that's kind of the, you know, and then one thing about it, and I do want to clarify, I've never had a problem with forming a company or doing a venture or going into something. I've never had that type of situation. You know, where you say, whoa, man, I just can't. No, I don't use that word. I may not know all the integral things. And I know sometimes, you know, we'll learn on our way. And sometimes that learning is a little costly when you do it like that. But at least I can say that I have the experience of doing it. Well, what did you do, man? Listen, I marketed music. And trusting the fact of that music marketing, I might not finish with the music marketing, but that market may lead us to other things too. You know what I mean? And I'm willing to take that chance. You know what I mean? It's like somebody saying, well, you know, I don't want to go to this place, but I'll go. Well, are you willing to accept the experience when you go? And that's the kind of person I am. Even though I may be saying, you know what, I really wanted to go to Vegas, but guess what? They made a mistake. I'm going to Washington. Shit, let's go to Washington. Let me see what, and have an open mind, because immediately having an open mind, I'm going to start attracting openness to me. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I, because I've been, you know, mistakenly placed over here, or something goes wrong over here, or flat tire over here. But when you all look at it, it all worked into the master plan. You know?
You got it.
I was able to go get a cup of coffee to meet this guy that knew this guy that helped me out with this. And I just immediately say, you know what? I can recognize now where it came from. And I'm happy with that. And I think people can relate to that, not being so closed-minded. It's okay to take something necessarily that you don't quite want, but it can get you more than what you want.
And that's, I think, that's the lesson for us.
There's a trick you can do to tap into that, Jim. If before you go to bed at night, you take your problem and say, when I wake up in the morning, I will know the answer to this.
Right.
You just throw it into your subconscious, and when you wake up in the morning, the answer will be there for you.
Yes, exactly.
That is perfect.
And
that
so just perfect. take the problem to bed with you, and accept the answer that comes to you, because your subconscious mind filters through all the information all night long, and picked out the answer that's most appropriate for you.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So just pull the sucker out, and you'll get the right answer time and time and time again.
Radio. Touching
perfect.
One soul
hey,
at a time.
We got a break.
Keep singing hard all day long. Keep singing in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Wonderful subject today. We're talking about the economics of the soul. And I tell you, it has been a therapeutic session for me today. It's one of those days, the day that I have been running around. Ken, I know you've been running around too. You're fighting the cold, and I know how that is. But I appreciate every bit of information and sharing information, and hopefully that, you know, we do this show every week to bring real scenarios and, of course, real people with real issues, you know, to right to the table. Like I said, I've never had a problem with sharing myself and my experiences with all that, you know, who all wants to listen, and that's perfect. So I just wanted to express that to the audience out there. I'm having a ball doing this show. I'm having a ball doing and getting ready to do other things. And at the same time, you know, experiencing the things on the plate, experiencing that feeling of, want to get out of here and catch a plane to the Caribbean tomorrow. I mean, just to take a break for 2 days. I'm telling you right now. And please, I might be calling you guys somewhere.
Call Tyson, take us with you. We'll go with you.
You know what? I tell you, we're going to, well, I see that in the plan too, but if you, I don't know, Judy, I might be calling you tomorrow, telling you that I'm going to be heading out. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, girl. Call me.
Okay. Sounds good. Ken say bring a bag of biscuits. I guess he wants some real butter and some gravy too, right?
He wants butter. I would love it.
Yeah, you give me some olive of syrup. I'm good to go. I don't need all that. Just give me some syrup with mine. I'm fine.
You got but, it, honey. You got it.
Definitely. I've had a wonderful night tonight. Like I said, we're gonna get everything going on. Greg, I appreciate you being on, and Judy being, you know I do. Definitely
no
do.
No problem.
And, I
should be here.
Perfect. Definitely.
Totally.
I had a wonderful time. Definitely did. So listen, guys, we're gonna get out of here and get ready for the week. Get ready for next week. Get ready to hit them. And, we're gonna take some calls next week. We're gonna do that. And we're going to get
all
some
right.
people to call up. We're going to do that.
Looking forward to
that. We're going to look forward to stretching out there. And also, in Cleveland, I will say this before we get out of here. We've got coming in Cleveland and a first leg of a 2-day conference with all four of us. We're going to be doing live recording of the radio show, and I'm assuming we're going to be looking at doing this within a six-week period, okay, within 6 weeks. So I'm going to let everybody know that we will keep everybody posted. We're looking forward to that, and we're also looking forward to coming to a city near you. So with that, you guys, I love y'all, and we will talk, and we'll see everybody next Wednesday.
Take care,
love you.
Not quite
here with
love.
Have a good one.
Love you too,
right.
Ken.
Take care, love. Touching one soul at a time. Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.